Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin, and I have Chris Pistorius here with me today. Chris is the founder of Kickstart Dental Marketing. And really excited to learn a little bit more about Chris's story about around starting his agency, some challenges that he's had to overcome along the way, and you know how he also continues to grow his agency and bring in more leads. So thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yes. So one thing I always kind of kickstart the show off with is I always ask my guests, you know, what motivates or inspires you as an agency owner?
I think, you know, I've been in business for going on 14 years now, which is like an eternity in digital marketing, I think. But for me, it's the stories that we've had in the past of, you know, customers or clients that have struggled in the past and they hire us. And not only do we help them with that particular location that they're working on, but then they go on to expand and have more locations and, you know, just are really successful. And, you know, I think those are the things that really motivate me the most in terms of this, in this company. It's just a really good feeling to know that, you know, you at least have some impact on their, you know, financial freedom and, you know, family life and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And so talk a little bit about, you know, how you got into digital marketing and then, you know, how you ended up starting an agency.
Yeah. So I started a long time ago. I'm going to date myself here, but my first dabble in digital marketting was with AOL Time Warner. I was hired by them And, you know, I worked with them for quite a few years. You know, I learned a lot about the digital marketing. I learned a lot of good things, but unfortunately, I also learned a lot of bad things. And I, you know, that was at the era of really the start of digital marketing, sort of. And, you know, at the time, everybody was just buying banner ads and they didn't know why they were buying them. It's just that this internet thing was cool and they knew they needed to have a website and all this other stuff. And So what I found pretty quickly was that, you know, there's this need in the market for small, medium-sized businesses, because up to the internet, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, you do some direct mail, you do this, that, or the other thing, buy some yellow page ads, and you're kind of set. And then the internet hits and there's 1,000 different places you can advertise now as a small business, right? And Nobody knew what to do with it. And unfortunately, a lot of people spent a lot of money and lost a lot of money. And so I found a need. I was like, look, somebody needs to come in here and help them kind of untangle this and understand what's good for a small business and what's not. And that's why I started my agency. So that was kind of the beginnings of it.
Awesome. And then, so how did you bring on those first few clients?
You know, it was kind of the Mark Cuban approach, if anybody follows him, in the terms of just, you know, go kick it in doors and say, hey, I know what I'm talking about. I can help you. Here's my information. There was nothing super fancy about it. There was no email marketing. There was no, you know, anything like that. It was just walking into businesses, introducing myself and, you know, it's kind of selling myself and my passion that, you know, I can help them grow their business.
Awesome. And then, so how has that approach evolved over the years? What is your strategy now for bringing in more leads to grow your agency?
You know, a few years ago, we niched down. So in the beginning, I was, you know, I would take on anybody basically that would pay me, any industry, and then niched down into dentistry. And so when COVID hit, it changed our strategies a little bit, because before COVID, we still had that kind of walk in the door approach. I would hire people in local mm-hmm. markets to walk in and just introduce themselves. And you'd be surprised how effective that is today, because nobody else does it. It's not like it was 20 years ago. And then, you know, but don't get me wrong. I mean, we practice what we preach too. We do a lot of digital marketing very successfully, funnels, lead magnets. I do a podcast every week and market that out to a list, and, you know, boost it on LinkedIn and on Facebook, things like that. We've gotten to the point, knock on wood, that we've been around so long and we have a good reputation in the market, that we also get a lot of organic inbound leads. So people find us and reach us, and that's a great feeling to have, but we still do plenty of all the other stuff I mentioned as well.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so over the years of working with clients, what are some things that you've learned along the way for maintaining happy clients who are going to, you know, hopefully bring in referrals for you?
Yeah, I think it's all about open and honest communication. You know, we are still what I would consider a boutique agency. There's 13 of us that work here, so we're certainly big enough to get things done, you know, but we still are able to provide a boutique level type of service. Right. Mm-hmm. And open and honest communication with clients is key. And what I mean by that is that, you know, every month we don't just send them a report and say, hey, look how great we are. It's all candy canes and rainbows. Right. We talk about the good, certainly, but we also talk about the things that we can improve on for the next month and what we proactively are going to do to make those shortcomings better. And it seems like clients really appreciate that. A lot of clients come to us because they've come from other marketing agencies, sometimes bigger agencies where they're kind of treated more like a customer number versus an actual business. And what they've found and what they're frustrated with sometimes is that they find mistakes in the campaign and they have to tell their marketing agency about it, versus the marketing agencies really being paid to hopefully proactively find anything that's not quite right, fix it, and, you know, expand on it. So I think open, honest communication, tons of communication with clients. We try to communicate with each of our clients weekly in some form of communication. I think those are the keys to client retention.
Awesome. And then, so what's been one big challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Kickstart Dental Marketing?
Well, I mean, COVID was a big deal for us because every dental practice in the country was forced to shut down for some period of time. So that was a big challenge for us, for sure. But, you know, I started the agency during the Great Recession in 2000 and what was that? Eight, is that right? No, not 2008. Whenever it was, the Great Recession. And we've seen ups and downs in the economy, and, you know, certainly that is taxing, but, you know, we've gotten through those. But I think COVID would probably be the number one.
Yeah. So what did you guys do whenever, you know, the dental practices got shut down? Obviously, well, most likely put their services on hold. How were you able to handle that situation?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to that communication thing. We shifted the gears and pivoted pretty quickly to becoming, we still did marketing. We had about 50% of our clients probably put their campaigns on hold, which I was surprised by. I thought it would be more than that.
Yeah.
But we only had 50%, I'd say only 50% that would put their campaigns on hold. We only lost a small amount of those. A lot of them wound up starting up. And we took the approach of pivoting in one sense of not just being focused on marketing, but being focused on how to help dentists get through the pandemic. And so I became an expert as quickly as I possibly could on the PPP loans that came out, how to apply for those, how to get money, who can get money, who can't. And I started doing podcasts based on that and just trying to help dentists understand the framework and how they can get money for their employees and things like that. And then we also at the same time talked about, like, look, this is an opportunity, not necessarily a terrible thing. And then obviously the pandemic was a terrible thing, but I mean, business wise. And what I truly, really tried to talked to them about was like, look, most of your competition is going to do what your gut is kind of telling you to do, which is just stop everything, right? And put your head in the sand for a while. But if we can make this work and we can market during the pandemic, like we are now, we'll come out of this way ahead of our competition. And so it was a combination of those two things that I think probably helped us the most.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really smart, just educating business owners on, you know, what grants or funding is available for them.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, obviously you're able to help them with their marketing from there.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's just got to be a message of, you know, not panic, right?
Yeah.
Because I think everybody's looking for a little assurance during times like that.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so you've mentioned your podcast a couple of times. So, you know, how has your podcast helped your agency to grow?
You know, I'm this marketing guy and I'm supposed to have a great answer for that. And I'm not sure that I do yet. And the thing is that I've tested it this way. I can't tell like anybody like, hey, I got this many clients specifically from my podcast, right? And I'm an analytical guy, so that bugs me a little bit because I, you know, we do reporting for our clients very like detailed of, hey, this is exactly how many new leads came in. This is where they came from. And I can't do that yet with podcasting. What I can tell you though, is that when I do podcasting, I get more leads that come in than when I don't. Right.
Interesting.
And I think it goes to kind of a credibility and authority type play. Right.
Yeah.
So there's probably clients that are checking you out because they find you out online or whatnot. But when they start digging in and they see that you're doing podcasts like this one and you're talking about their specific subject matter, like when you niche down, like in dentistry, that builds a certain amount of credibility and it builds some authority. And they're like, wow, you know, this guy must really know what he's talking about if he's, you know, talking about it. Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that has a lot to do with it. It's also helped us with SEO rankings. So like by doing podcasts like this, you know, you'll put it out on, you know, whatever websites and you'll create backlinks from those sites to my site. And that will help me with SEO as well. So you become a little bit more visible to people that might be looking for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think podcasting is also just a great way to network and connect with other people as well. Obviously, you're able to put out really helpful content for other entrepreneurs. And then you also learn a ton along the way as well. So yeah, it's I think it's such a great way to just help build your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So where do you see Kickstart Dental in 5 years' time? You know, what are your goals for your agency?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've just been doing some kind of, my leadership team and I have been doing some planning on, you know, not necessarily 5 years out. And I know you're supposed to, as a business owner, you're supposed to think, all right, this year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And quite frankly, I go against the grain a little bit. I don't get that far ahead of myself. And, you know, one of the reasons I think I've always done that is because of, you know, digital marketing is, it could change on its heels today, right? It's that fast, especially when you're dealing with companies like Google and Facebook and things like that. And so it's hard to, it's good to have goals, certainly. But, you know, we want controlled growth all the time. That's what we want. And controlled growth is, I'm not going out to try to sign up 500 new clients this year. We still want to take that boutique approach because it's kind of a, you know, there's others out there that are like that, but there aren't as many. And it's kind of our niche a little bit within a very competitive niche. I mean, dentistry is, everybody wants to sell to dentists, right?
Yeah.
And so it's extremely competitive. And so I think we've got to be able to keep that, you know, boutique type feel while still being able to consistently grow. And the key to that is hiring the right people. That's a biggie. But also having the right processes and procedures in place to be able to provide that boutique type of service once you sign people up.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of agency owners who are, you know, on the camp of, you know, you have to serve a niche. And then there's others who serve, you know, tons of different industries. So obviously, you know, you've found a lot of success serving the dental industry. What are your thoughts around that conversation?
Well, I've done both. And in my experience, you know, I'm not going to say it has to be one way or the other because it doesn't, but in my experience, it's been a very good thing. My problem was when we were a general agency taking on anybody was that we, every time we took on a new type of client, right? We have to figure that industry out and we have to understand the nuances and we have to understand the clientele and we have to understand the competition and the terminologies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And to do it, in my opinion, anyway, to do a really good job with marketing. And sometimes by the time you try to figure that out, it's too late and you haven't done the client. You've done the client kind of a disservice, right? And so What we decided was that we needed to be an expert in something. And I do want to give a shout out to somebody here because I had a mentor. I heard him speak a long time ago. And I was like, he was really preaching about niche down, niche down, niche down. Mm-hmm. And my thought at the time was, why the hell would I do that? I mean, I can sell to the world, right? Why would I niche down to one specific thing? And I kept kind of listening and paying attention to what he was talking about. And I was like, you know what? This makes a lot of sense because you're an expert in one thing. Clients will appreciate that. It helps your marketing efforts as an agency because I don't have to go advertise to everybody. Now I'm just advertising to people within a specific niche and I can go join groups like, not leads groups, but like associations, like dental associations, yes, and be the expert speaker in those things. And, you know, and this person was Josh Nelson. He owns his own it's a plumber and HVAC agency niche. But he also runs a company called the Seven Figure Agency. And
I've had him on as a guest before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perfect. So you know him. And so I was not his original member, but I was one of the few original members years ago. And he's the one that really, you know, got me thinking about the niche part of it. And it's been a huge success for us. So, you know, my experience is that I can't even imagine trying to do this not being a niche, but I know there's tons of agencies out there that are successful being general agencies too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, from an agency growth standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to, you know, boost your productivity as well when you're just, you know that industry inside and out. Like you said, you don't have to take so much time to get to know that industry every single time you're onboarding a new client. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And, you know, Julia, the other thing that he talked about, which I thought was a little crazy at the time, was don't take project work. And what I mean by that is like, don't just, you know, build a website
one-off,
for somebody.
One-off jobs.
Okay, see you later, right? Yeah. Because at the time we were building a few websites and it added up to some revenue, but he's absolutely right because the resources it takes to do that is crazy. And if you're not on a recurring revenue model, then you're always fighting that churn of, okay, yeah, you built 6 websites this month. But guess what? That's it. Next month, you got to go find 6 more websites, right? Yeah. And even if you do both service and project work, the amount of resources it's going to take to fulfill both of those is twice as much as what it would be if you just offered service work. So put the website within your service offering, but also have that monthly recurring. And I don't mean just like hosting for $90 or something. I mean like SEO, paid advertising, you know, something that's going to cost, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month. So it really got me thinking about that as well.
Oh yeah. I agree 100%. That's such a great point. Because you think about the amount of time, like your sales efforts to acquire a client, you know, you can spend it acquiring, you know, a individual project or someone who's going to be on a monthly recurring service. So I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you had one growth tip for any up and coming agency owner, what would that be?
Yeah, I think, you know, growth tip in terms of getting new clients, what I would do if I was starting all over right now is I don't think I would change anything about the way I started it. I would just start walking in the doors, right? And saying, hey, I'm here, because you'll stick out like a sore thumb when you do that. People are inundated with getting phone calls and emails right now from agencies, you know, trying to cold call them. But if you actually dominate your local market, I guess is what I'm saying first, right? Because those are the people that are most likely to know you, like you, trust you, right? So that's where I would start. I think that I would also probably in the first few clients, I would give it to them for free or drastically reduced. And show them what you do and what you can do, and then get video testimonials from them, as well as, you know, like Google reviews, things like that in exchange. I know it seems crazy to work for free, but trust me, those first few, you're kind of learning too. So it'll be good for you. And those video testimonials and reviews, and if they can become a referral client for you, we'll get you way ahead. So those are probably the first two tips that I would give.
Awesome. I love that. Those are great tips. Awesome. Well, we are getting ready to move on to the fast five. So I'm going to have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment. But before we move on, I'd love to know if you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, I always try. I always like to give back where I can. So if there's a new agency owner or somebody that's been around for a while and they're stuck, or they, you know, they like what they hear, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm not going to charge you anything. I'm not a consultant. I'm just an agency owner, right? But feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help out. Even if you're in my industry and you sell to dentists, I have no problem with that. There's plenty of dentists out there, right? Sorry, my dogs are in the background. Reach out to me. Go to my website, kickstartdental.com. And there's a free strategy session button there. Just fill that out. And that's with me personally. And I'd be more than happy to help anybody out.
Awesome. And then there will be a link to your website in the podcast description as well.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the fast five now. So first question for you, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
E-Myth Revisited, because it's awesome and everybody should read it. It's old, but it'll really help.
It's a really good one. Yeah. And what does your morning routine look like?
I wish I had a routine. That would be an awesome thing. I try not to block any appointments or meetings in mornings, especially early mornings, because usually I'm trying to, I just want to get ahead. I want to feel like I'm getting ahead for the day and not trying to tread water or catch up. So I don't book anything officially, typically early in the mornings. And I try to only check email three times a day. And one of those times is in the morning. So I just try to get ahead, I think, is my routine.
Awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yeah, Mark Cuban is probably the biggest one. I just like the way his grit, and he started from nothing and, you know, just, you know, he slept in cars and whatever it took to be successful. And I like that type of attitude.
Yeah, very good. And what's your favorite online tool?
Wow. My favorite online tool right now is probably Loom. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's like a, it's a video. You can quickly take a video and do all kinds of cool things. And that's one of our sales tactics. Actually, we'll do a quick video about a potential new prospect and with their website in the background or whatever. And we'll talk about specific things that they should do and we'll email it to them. And
nice. That's really awesome. Well. Yeah, yeah. I love that. Great strategy.
Yeah.
And what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I wish I would have realized the ups and downs, because there are ups and downs. And, you know, I guess when I started, I was a little naive and thought that, you know, it's just going to be easy and, you know, this is simple stuff. But, you know, most people start a business because they're good at something. I was good at sales, right? But that doesn't mean you're good at HR and hiring and firing and all the other aspects of business. And, you know, so it's, that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a great point. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. It's been a pleasure to have you on as a guest, and I've really enjoyed learning about your story of starting Kickstart Dental Marketing. So thank you again.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.